My final choice really was a very easy one, because this is the lovely and the talented Paul Simpson talking about my favourite artist of this decade, a man I have so much time for in terms of his music, and that's Jason Isbell, and the song is Last of My Kind.
And so that, Paul, brings us to the current decade, and an artist that we are both massive fans of. And I'm not scoring points here. I know you've only discovered him relatively recently, but given you play, you write, and all of that background, I'm just keen to hear your views on Jason Isbell.
Wow. Just totally blown away. Pure Americana. Like I like to think of, you know, how to describe him. And actually, it was probably, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I heard If We Were Vampires was I heard on the radio. And I thought, wow. And actually, I broke the law and I took my phone and I took a picture of the little screen in my car that said the song that was playing so I wouldn't forget it.
So let's just get that right. So you're driving along and you heard it and it was one of those wow moments.
It's a great love song. What a song about, you know, two people to, and, you know, go outside and take a smoke to get, you know, always be here with you. It kind of reminded me of Death Cab for Cutie in a way that, so anyway, I went home and then went on Spotify or Groove or whatever I had and listened to it. And a couple of the other songs just popped out that he did. And then I started to go to YouTube and I started to see him on YouTube and I thought, oh, Drive-By Truckers. Then it clicked, you know, it didn't click. I'm really enjoying it now, particularly because, the professors are now doing a couple of his numbers. And
Which ones are you doing?
We're doing Molotov.
Yep.
And we're doing Super 8.
Okay.
Which I almost picked because it's just a great story of probably about his crazed, drug-induced traveling on the road, et cetera. It's a great story. But I think Last of My Kind is he does kind of feel like the last of his kind, or at least, you know, types of music. And
yeah, talk me through why, and I know choices are difficult. Talk me through why you chose that one, if you would. And I'll tell you what, I had a bet with myself that you would choose Vampires. Because I think, you know, one of the themes running through here that actually, again, hadn't sort of dropped for me until you're putting this together is there's a Paul Simpson love song thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain, and where I was thinking Vampires is such a simp song. So what made you choose Last? And by the way, I love Last of My Kind. I think it's
there's so many good songs on that album. You know, like Chaos and Clothes was one. You know, I just love the vision of the boots next to the bed. I like the sort of the feeling of, you know, the river. He's talking about the river and the river's going to, you know, lead him home and talking about the family farm and didn't go to college. You didn't do things right. They laughed at my boots. And, you know, I particularly liked the line where they gave me amphetamines and left me on the 36 hours to come back home. But to me, it's, I think something, it's probably very cathartic for him and how he's looked back at his life and how he's still, everything he's done, it feels like I'm still tuned into family and family's important and the front porch and everything else being kind of a Southern guy. So I just think it's a great story. And just the questioning, you know, hey, am I the last of my kind? Am I the last person that thinks like this? And I thought, no, you're not. I think like that too. Thank you for writing it down.
That is exactly where I'm at. The genius for me of the song is, yeah, there's the literal, there's a character and going through that. But I think the real question it poses is, are what I guess would be looked at as traditional or even old-fashioned values, do they matter anymore? Are they worth anything? You know, and I'm with you that says, absolutely. But, you know, I look at my own life and moving away from home. There was certainly an element of that, oh, you know, some of that stuff, and I think in your periods of your life, you can sort of get a distance from that. And thank goodness you can find your way back, you know. And I also think I talked about this on my best of for last year, that as a songwriter, I think he does a brilliant job of writing songs that work on different levels. So if you look at White Man's World, you know, one of the reasons I love that song is I think it's so easy for us all to get into, oh, well, they do that and that's bad behavior. And of course I would never be, and of course I'm not racist or anything. And then, you know, you just look at that song that says, I wish I hadn't been one of those guys who laughed at the white man's joke. You know, that complicity that we can all get into, that did we join in? Did we say those things? No. But did we actually take a stand to say, excuse me, that's unacceptable? Probably not either. So, yeah, as a songwriter, I think the man is a genius. And if I ever decide to interview myself on my own podcast, actually, I'm changing my current decade choice, because it was originally War on Drugs, but it would now have to be a Jason Isbell song. So I think as a songwriter, he is just a genius. I say I think he does social commentary without lecturing. And then musically, I think there is so much to offer there. And the Live at the Ryman album, I just thought was fantastic. And I'm really glad you've chosen this song, one, because I love it, but two, if you listen to the live version, if anyone asks, okay, Jason Isbell's great, but this 400 unit, this band, do they add anything? Listen to the two versions. They're both great, but listen to the two versions, and we'll take a little bit of a clip now.
Am I last of my kind? Daddy said the river would always lead me home, but the river can't take me back in time. My daddy's dead and gone, and the family farm's a parking lot for Walton's Five and Dime. Am I the last of my kind? Am I last of my kind? I tried to go to college, but I didn't belong. Everything I said was either funny or wrong. Laughed in my boots, laughed in my jeans, laughed when they gave me amphetamine. Left me alone in a bad part of town, 36 hours to come back down in my last of my kind. Am I last of my? Mama says God won't give you too much to bear. Might be true in Arkansas, but I'm a long, long way from there. And that whole world's an old and faded picture in my mind. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind?